Saturday, November 30th, 2013. BMSRadioChicago.com. It's a DJ Special Blend on the ones and two. Happy Small Business Saturday, everybody. Yes, it's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. This is known as Small Business Saturday. This is when you're supposed to go out to your neighborhood and spend your money at the small, you know, mom-and-pop businesses in your neighborhood there. You're not supposed to get online and go to Amazon, or you're not supposed to drive over to Walmart or go to Jewel or anything. You're supposed to go to those mom-and-pop businesses in your neighborhood. You know, those of you who still have those mom-and-pop businesses in your neighborhood, you're supposed to go to those and spend your money today. So, I don't know, depending on where you live, you know, run out and spend some money at your local liquor store. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there was a shooting at a Black Friday sale at Kohl's in Romeoville, Illinois. Yes, the southwest suburb of Chicago. There was an actual shooting. Police had to shoot somebody, no joke. And Michael Jordan is going to be a daddy again. Congratulations to him. Michael Jordan is going to be a father with his new wife. That's going to be another little number 23 running around. We're going to talk about that some more in a second. But first, we're going to talk about this Black Friday sale, man. It gets crazy out there. Police actually had to shoot somebody. Three people tried to rob a Kohl's, and, you know, police was called. They got chased, and one of the dudes drove away with the cop hanging out of the car. And another cop had to shoot him. No joke, man. It gets crazy out there.
Three suspected shoplifters are now under arrest after a wild chase that ended in gunfire at a Kohl's department store outside of Chicago. This happened on Thanksgiving night. Police officers chased the suspects into the parking lot, where one officer got caught in a getaway car after a struggle. The driver then took off, dragging the cop across the parking lot. Second officer fired into the car, hitting the driver and stopping the car. A third suspect was found inside the store. The officer and suspect were treated at a local hospital.
I'm telling you, man, we all in danger of leaving this big digital footprint. But if you shop online, at least you ain't gonna get shot. Yeah, Michael Jordan's gonna be a father again. Not too long ago, he married 34-year-old Cuban model Yvette Prieto. And you know, I really did not want him to get married, you know, but, you know, I guess he's human. He had to live his life, do his thing, you know, do that type of thing that people do. And it has been confirmed that they are expecting a child in the near future. He already has three children, as we all know, by his first wife, you know, fine as Juanita. And he's going to have another one on the way. Yeah, I ain't want him to get married at first, but, you know, let him do his thing, live his life, most definitely. It's reported that Michael Jordan paid $175 million to purchase the Bobcats. You know, he paid $175 million to be the owner of the Bobcats. And they say that the next highest bid was zero. You know, we kid MJ, Michael Jordan, you know, he's the greatest basketball player of all time. You know, joke around. And it's just reported that Michael Jordan has indeed been elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Yes, Michael Jordan has been elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame. And we are sure it's not as a general manager. All right, you know, I keep telling y'all I ain't no comedian. You know, I'm a DJ. I ain't no comedian. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're going to get into some music. Old school Chicago hip hop. This is one of my all-time favorite songs. It's by my girl Tifa and my girl Shauna, who were better known at the time as Chicago's very own infamous syndicate. And this is Jenny Jones. Hit me back and let me know what you think. Twitter.com/DJ Special Blend. Good on.
You're listening to the BMS Radio Network.
2 a.m. as she checked her mobile. Empty whiskey bottles in a hollow dope, slim late in the shadow. Who you follow? Nigga, don't make me pull it quicker. You remind me of this shorty that got Mookie in the zipper. How you figure? The nigga could make me look a dipper. Shut up, nigga. Just because you lick the puss don't make me quiver, not deliver my message. Don't make me second guess it and make sure the niggas know that we be back in Smith & Wesson. He went off with the mission. Watch any first intention was to blast at the temple. Goddamn, this shit is mental. Smoking and doing the next. Which niggas will be next? Down on State Street with the text. Not bitches with the hex. Jenny riding shotgun, cause she be the hot one. They got her on the run for murder with a gun. Now they stunned cause she blasting bodies hitting the grass. When the LX 500 itself started casting shadows of empty clocks. Bodies left on the blocks. Jenny flashing the rocks. Fingerprints on the locks. And a block full of niggas pulling out all their liquor. Cause the word on the street said Jenny took it from their cracker. Jenny Jones was the kind to lead them niggas blind.
Streets were fed, you try to stop her, but they didn't all the time.
Jenny Jones was the kind to lead them niggas blind.
Streets were fed, you try to stop her,
but they didn't know the time. Jenny Jones was the kind to lead them niggas blind.
Streets were fed, you try to stop her,
but they didn't know the time. Jenny Jones was the kind to lead them niggas blind.
Streets were fed, you try to stop her.
Time funeral was 12, her flight left at 11. A funeral of gangsters to see Jenny go to heaven and make sure the possibilities of her survival were no detriment to keeping matters homicidal. The arrival of her casket brought tears to the basket as the book of her father lay on the chest where they blasted.
Now go and understand that I've been questing for your blessing. I reached the lighter side, so the darkness has no essence. My mind, body, and soul walk through hell for false pretense and realizing now that my murder's self-defense. Born with mind, greed, and fame.
With lies, hope, and pain.
Cases related, capital slowly drove me insane. My epitaph, Jenny Jones, title native for mischievous. Serve a harsh condition so my shit will stay prestigious. Released it, my fame, my effort from presuming. Rooms heated with gangsters, here, respect of my enduring. No mistruth, you know who had it. Cause Jenny had to pack it if you attacking or misacts. That ass was like the past, and I'm reacting on my heart in feminine somatic ways. Still aching from survival.
Lofty, shady niggas gang.
Admit I failed many endeavors cause I sport no camouflage. It sends another fast life. I remain guilty as charged with these odds that I've been beaten from the streets and all the stress. I lay my soul to rest. Shine my love for the next. Jenny Jones
was the kind to lead them niggas blind.
The streets were steady, try to stop her,
but they didn't know the time. Jenny Jones was the kind to lead them niggas blind.
The streets were steady, try to stop her,
but they didn't know the time. To lead them niggas blind.
The streets were steady, try to stop her,
but they didn't know the time. To lead them niggas blind.
Shoots were steady, try to stop her,
but they didn't know the time.
Through my body and soul.
My body and soul.
Through my body and soul.
Yeah.
Through my body and soul.
My body and soul.
Check.
Yeah.
Through my body and soul.
My body and soul.
Through my body and soul. Through my body and soul.
My body and soul.
BMSRadioChicago.com. This is DJ Special Glenn on the ones and twos. That's Chicago's very own infamous syndicate with that classic cut called Jenny Jones. Hit me back and let me know what you think. Twitter.com/BMSRadioChicago. And yes, for the younger listeners out there, that is indeed the Tifa that you hear on the radio, and that is indeed the Shauna that you've heard with Ludacris. That's their cut to put them both on back in the day. It's called Jenny Jones. Hit me back and let me know what you think about that. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, it is another Small Business Saturday in the book. That is the Saturday right after Thanksgiving. It's the Small Business Saturday, so go out there and spend some money at your local small business. If I see you at Walgreens or Walmart, I'm busting the cap in your ass. Hey, I keep trying to tell y'all, man, I ain't no comedian. But I'm about to get out of here and enjoy my Saturday. I hope you do the same thing. Hit me back and let me know what you think about whatever. Twitter.com/DJ Special Blinton 5000G.
You're listening to the BMS Radio Network.